Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Isaiah chapter 2, verse 3. Many people will come and say, "Come, let us go up the mountain of the Lord, to the temple of the God of Jacob." In terms of visitors, the most popular mountain in the world is Mount Fuji. It is the tallest mountain in Japan. Its distinct beauty is breathtaking. It's the stuff of poetry, art, and history. And because it's possible to reach the summit without special mountain climbing equipment, hundreds of thousands climb Mount Fuji every year. The climb, however, is difficult and long. There are certain items you need to bring with you. You will need protective clothing and good hiking boots. You need rain gear in case of sudden storms. And for the portion of the trail where you'll be walking in darkness, you'll need a battery-powered headlamp. When you stop halfway up to catch a few hours' sleep, you'll need earplugs to block the noise. For food, bring along high-calorie food sticks and energy bars, and bring water. And in case you begin to get lightheaded towards the summit, a small can of oxygen is a particularly good idea. There is another mountain that exists, a mountain far more breathtaking than Mount Fuji. This mountain is of an entirely different kind. The prophet Isaiah calls it the mountain of the Lord. It's his inspired way of describing the presence of Christ the King. Coming to this mountain is not about bringing the right clothing, the right equipment, the right food. It is not at all about climbing through darkness, storms, heat, and cold in the hope that you might make it to the summit. Rather, it is all about the Holy Spirit using the message of Christ crucified and risen to draw you into God's presence through faith in His Son. It is all about the gospel empowering you to bask in the forgiveness Jesus has earned for you, to be filled with His peace, to proclaim Christ with your fellow believers, to trust His will for your lives. There is one thing you can bring along, however, your sin. Bring your sin for your King and Savior to wash it all away. Lord Jesus, thank you for the mountain of your grace. Move me to bring you my sin every single day. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.